I have to tell you that in my life, I'd heard people growing up say things at times like, well, you know, this challenge will really help you to grow. And I thought, yeah, sure, big deal. But in reality, as I look at the most difficult situations in my life, the biggest quote-unquote problems, the biggest challenges have caused me to grow the most. Out of necessity, they have helped me to create the level of skill and ability that have shaped my life well beyond anything that I would have dreamed of before. In fact, a friend shared with me years ago a metaphor about problems that really changed my view of them so that they weren't something to avoid, but rather than something to take advantage of when they came up. He took out a piece of paper one time and drew a little tiny X in the middle of it. And he said, this is you. This is you as a being. And then he drew a circle around it. He said, you see this circle? And it took up maybe a third of the page. I said, yeah. He said, this represents your influence. He said, anything that fits within this circle represents the things that you can easily handle in your life. Things like maybe balancing your checkbook, managing some of the people in your office, getting yourself to follow through on simple tasks. He said, now, take a look at this. Everything outside the circle represents all of the things that you have not learned to master yet, the things that aren't within your range of comfort to be able to deal with. He said, and for some people, maybe for you, balancing your checkbook is actually outside your circle. He said, but here's the bottom line. He said, what happens in life is you're just floating along, and all of a sudden, just outside your circle here, just slightly outside, maybe an inch out, whammo, comes in one of these big giant X's called a problem. And he said, what happens is, it smacks the side of your circle and wakes you up a little bit. And your brain says, I got to go deal with this. So you rush out to the edge of that circle to deal with this quote-unquote problem. But then you hit the edge of your circle. You hit your outer limits, the limits of your comfort zone. And he said, what happens is most people retreat. It's pretty uncomfortable being out on the edge like that. So they smack against their own barriers and they come right back inside again. And they try and pretend that it's not there. But the problem is, if you leave that problem out there, you know what happens? Within a very short period of time, on the other side of your circle, bam, there's another one of those problems. Maybe not the exact same thing, but one of a similar type and quality. Have you ever noticed that? It's like if you don't handle one, all of a sudden another one pops up. And sure enough, what happens? You run out to the edge of the circle. You hit the edge of your present ability or your present comfort level, and you get a little scared and you pull back. What happens? You still haven't handled that problem, so whammo, another edge of your circle, there's another one that shows up. Now, this keeps happening until you get enough pain that one day you smack through your barrier. You go all the way at the edge, and you break through, and you learn to handle that problem. Well, when that occurs, and as he drew it on the piece of paper, it was an interesting metaphor. He said, now, take a look what's happened. You've extended the edge of your influence, of your ability to deal with things in life. And when you've extended out this additional inch, he said, watch what happens. Your whole circle, your whole beingness gets larger. He demonstrated for me in his drawing what he meant. He drew a line from the center of the circle, breaking through the edge of the circle out to one of those little problems. And now once it was handled, he said, the whole circle gets bigger. Now that situation that used to be beyond your limits is within your reach. In other words, you're bigger, you're better, and you're not only able to deal with this problem, but anything now that was an inch beyond your reach is also within your reach. You're able to deal with it as well. And he said, as soon as you're feeling really good about that, guess what happens? And I said, what? He said, another bam hits you, and there's another problem about 2 inches outside of your circle. And he said, if you don't deal with it, pretty soon, bam, another one. He said, but eventually you break through, you handle that problem, and your circle expands. He said, that is the purpose of living. The purpose of your being is to expand. And he said, the purpose of problems is to cause you to expand. Without them, you'd stay where you are. In fact, he told me that in its original root, the word problem actually means to throw forth. Now think about that, to throw forth. What does that imply? It implies that you and I throw forth the very problems that we experience in our life. Is it really possible we throw those things out there so we'll continually expand and grow? Hey, I don't know if this is really true, but it might be a fun and useful way of looking at problems, where now you say, hey, I threw this thing out here so I can expand and grow like crazy, so I can deal with more, so I can become more as a human being. I think it's a more useful way of looking at problems rather than thinking in life that you're going to solve your problems and then someday there won't be any. I don't care who you are, what's happening, there are going to be more because their purpose in life is to cause us to grow. And if we're not growing, we're not going to be happy anyway.